Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Bilfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Palmer reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball towards left. Bilfari catches it. Wilson tags up. Here's the throw to Aparicio, who relays to Robinson, who tags Wilson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bilfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilfari takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Palmer bunts towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmer for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and picks off Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Snyder throws the ball into Johnson, who relays the ball to Robinson, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball towards right. Kaline catches it and throws to home to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Haney reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Kaline moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan is walked intentionally. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Northrup scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.